It's time to take a journey to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
All righty. Well, welcome. Welcome, everybody. Listen, if you want to accelerate your metabolism, your career, your relationships, your business, your friendships, or financial success, it all starts with accelerating love. Hi, I'm Ken D. Foster, and our show today is called The Courage to Grow, and I'm going to add on to that, The Courage to Grow Your Love. And what a perfect time to be discussing love. We're in the middle of this holiday season, few days away from the Christmas celebrations and New Year's. And I just thought, you know, we need to do a show all around how to become more successful. And it really starts with that place of love and gratitude in our hearts. I think that I have an amazing guest today. I'm going to be introducing here in just a second. And he's built his whole businesses, his whole life around the concept of love. And that I know because I've watched him. I've watched him help hundreds of thousands and thousands of people to do this. So this is what the show's about today. So stay tuned. All right. So here, listen, I'm going to bring in guests in studio right now. I have Mike Koenig, and Mike is like I said, he's helped over 57,000 business owners and entrepreneurs in 121 countries. He's helped over 1,800 business owners become best-selling authors. Mike is a 13-time number one best-selling author himself. He's a marketer of the year. He's a serial entrepreneur. He's an investor, a filmmaker, an international speaker, and a patented inventor. And I think Mike would probably agree with me. One of his greatest accomplishments is he's a philanthropist, and Mike has raised over $2.5 million for Just Like My Child Foundation. So, Mike, welcome.
Thanks, Ken. Nice to be here.
You know, I wanted to talk about love a little bit here because, like I said, I know you've built everything around that. Am I wrong about that or not? Because I think you focused on what you love to be able to get to where you are.
I have, and I continue to this day. You know, this year's been all about another reinvention in my life. So I took a good, deep look, and I decided to take a bold step and, again, reinvent my business and my life, this time centered 100% around my family, my son, who's 16, and even my wife and I have reexamined our marriage and found ways that we can completely enhance the quality of our connection together. And I will say I fell in love with my wife all over again after being with her 18 years.
Wow. Okay. So I want to know, how'd you do that?
All right. Well, I think the first thing that popped up is what really triggered it is I've been doing a lot of online marketing for about 15 years,
right,
building software products and all sorts of products that have helped entrepreneurs build and grow their businesses and all that. And I love doing it. I positively love it. But I also reached a point where much like, you know, I heard this saying, I watched the Queen movie recently.
Right.
And there was a moment in that movie when the character Freddie Mercury said, I need to get off tour for a little while. And I realized, you know what? I've been doing this hardcore for a long time, you know, an average of 3 to 4 events a year that I produced myself. And I thought, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. And I gave myself permission to do that. And in the past, the truth is, I was afraid. And I think that's something that all of us entrepreneurs get in a habit of, serving what we believe is what people think of us. Mm. And that becomes a driving force, and it can turn into a fear. And I realized, I thought if I got off the wagon for a little while that I'd get abandoned. You know, all those little issues pop in. I'm like, you know what? I think everyone will understand. I'm going to take care of my family and my wife. And what I did is I made an announcement that I'm going to do my last event for a while. And then I went really hardcore and started getting myself in shape. And right now I'm in the best physical shape that I probably have been in, at least in 15 years. And I think my marriage is in the best place it's been in as long as I can remember. And the quality with my of my son. And as many people know, you get to have a 16-year-old. A lot of people say, well, that's when all the problems start. And we just have an amazing relationship. So I put those priorities first in a very conscious way, mm-hmm. and also got really, really disciplined and habitual about how I take care of my body.
That's really good. So what drives you, Mike? What's the purpose behind Mike?
I think constant curiosity, evolution, and I love to co-create. And so here I learned something really interesting. I have a friend. His name is Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach. We also have a podcast together. For years, I considered him a mentor and a friend, and now we've really developed a great friendship. And he said something very profound to me. And he said, as long as I'm not alone, I never procrastinate. And I realized something, and this is a really important question to ask yourself. I know as long as I have an audience, I'm always inspired to create because I love to co-create for people. Mm-hmm. And through that, I evolve and develop myself even further too. So it's through that giving, through that evolution, through sharing a vision and helping people achieve the best state of themselves. And so I think the direct answer to the question is, I'm all about watching and participating in other people's evolution and seeing a greater vision of themselves. And that in turn is where I see a greater vision of myself too.
So let me just focus on that, a greater vision of yourself, mm-hmm. right? How do we form that? What is that? Mm. What's that about?
Well, there's a phrase again. I'm gonna borrow this from Dan Sullivan again. He calls it your unique ability, and I truly believe we all have a unique ability, and we also have a responsibility to our Creator, mm-hmm. to find it, enhance it, amplify it, and also find ways that it can serve. And there is a point where as we age, we also can become rigid. And we could become more fearful of change, and we stay in a spot. And I think being able to break through whatever that natural, this is in my observation anyway, because I've noticed it in myself as I've been aging, is like sometimes I'd be like, I don't want to break through. And it happens more frequently. It's like you got to pay attention to that. And maybe I always had it and I just didn't pay attention to it.
Right, right.
But the bottom line is if you're going to be true to yourself, be true to your Creator, yeah. you're always, you must stay curious and find ways to increase your capabilities, to amplify yourself.
That's good. Except, I think that a lot of people have resistance mm-hmm. to, it's like you wake up and you go, I got resistance to go to the gym. I got resistance to talk to my wife about a deep issue. I got resistance to eat healthy. I've got resistance to go out and walk today, right?
Right.
There's resistance. So how do people break through that resistance?
So here's what I found. When I'm working with, I work with business owners on this specific thing. Like when I'm doing advising, and the first question I tell someone is, or I ask them rather, is first of all, I say, how do I make today an 11 on a scale 1 to 10 for you? What's the greatest outcome or result that you would like to envision for yourself with us co-creating together? And then I ask them, what feeling or emotion do you most want to experience every single day? Mm. And for example, I was working with one. Go ahead.
I'm gonna have to take a break here, but no I want to hear the rest of that. That's really good. So we'll be right back, and we're talking about how to tune in to your genius, to your wisdom, with Mike Koenig. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage, and now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Whatever it takes, 'cause I love the adrenaline in my face.
Well, welcome back. We're talking about the courage to grow your love, yourself. And I want to let you know, this show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group for purpose-driven, soul-inspired women entrepreneurs. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Also want to thank all of you for tuning in to Voices of Courage. If you're new to the show, we're a new type of radio called Experience Radio, where we inspire our audience to engage with us in growing their businesses and growing their lives, transforming their lives. You can find us on the web at voicesofcourage.us or just ask Siri, Cortana, or Alexa to play Voices of Courage podcast. And be sure to become a subscriber to get our weekly reports, strategies, and gifts. Alrighty, in studio with me is Mike Koenig, and I bet I even pronounced that right this time, Mike Koenig. Yeah. Mike, we were talking about the emotion that people want to feel all the time.
Yeah.
How do we get there?
Yeah, so the first thing is, again, what I ask myself this, I ask other people this, you know, what emotion do you want to feel? And often the combination is calm, confidence, courage, and confidence or certainty. It's like, I want to feel certain. And I think that's obviously a natural state, but those are the most common ones that I hear all
right.
the time.
Right.
And so the next thing is I want clarity. So courage and clarity. Confidence and clarity. Those are the words that pop up all the time. Mm. And I think what I ask then is, you know, what kind of action can you put your body into, your physiology, that will put you into that first? And, you know, you've heard before, I don't remember who talked about this. It was some general, the first thing you should do every day is make your bed.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great...
I saw that on YouTube. That was that was a really good... I played it for my 10-year-old grandson, and he thought it was good. He's actually been making his bed since then.
Right. What a way to give yourself certainty, right? It's something you can control.
Right.
The same thing with your body. And I'd mentioned earlier that this year I made a commitment. I'm going to get myself in the best physical shape of my life. I quit drinking alcohol and shifted my diet even more. And I'm a cancer survivor, so I radically changed every part of my life 6 years ago when I was diagnosed and have maintained it, but then I got recommitted again. And that gave me a lot of certainty. And, you know, if you want to go down the path of like, what do you do to take care of your body? I can go down that path too. But I think the first thing is, again, setting the intention, just like we did when we started the show today. You said, what's the intention you want to set for this program?
That's right.
And, that's, you know, that's where you lead and that's how you manifest. It's just got to start with some sort of a focused intention. I think wherever your physiology goes, the rest of you will follow.
Well, you know, you've accomplished a lot in your life. I mean, you've got a bio that's you know, it take me about 10 minutes to read it all.
Too long, yeah.
Along the way, though, you I'm sure you probably had made some mistakes. You've fallen off the
That'll be much
platform.
Longer than my bio.
That's longer than the bio. Okay. What's some of the memorable ones that people can learn from?
Well, so one habit that I've had, and it's historically that I've really worked hard on this past year, is coping by filling up gaps. So it's gap filling. Mm. And
what does that mean?
That basically means all humans, I think we become addicted to chaos. So we'll fill up our heads with news and information, meaningless stuff, looking at our phones constantly, staying busy all the time, and the fear of being still. And so one of my professional mistakes, for example, was after I had sold a business, I immediately started a new one. No time, no gap in between. And that was a huge mistake looking back. But the way it manifests, and the hardest thing I've done over the past few months, I literally just stopped everything. I did basically nothing, and I didn't allow myself to gap fill or fill things up with chaos. That meant I left my phone alone. I didn't watch the news, and I just experienced discomfort.
Right, right. So, you know, Da Vinci said isolation is the price of greatness, right? So if you got, there's no gap, right? There's no isolation. You can't really connect to your soul, to your spirit, right?
Yeah. So what I did as a result is I'd produce and I'd make things that I thought people would want to buy, for example. Mm. It didn't come from an intentional place of pure love. It came from a place of fear of loss.
Right.
And I practiced that most of my life.
Right.
And it took a long time to even acknowledge and recognize that was a pattern of behavior. But ultimately, it became very self-destructive as well.
Right.
You know, and it's like you lose yourself when all you're doing is
driving, go.
And you're doing what you do because you're afraid of loss. You're afraid of not being liked.
Okay, so what changed you? What shifted here? How did this happen?
Most recently, I woke up a little over a year ago and my soul hurt. I literally woke up and I'm like, I do not feel right. And I didn't know what that meant, but I just didn't want to get up. I didn't want to move. And like, I'm always a driver, always getting up, always moving my whole life, my whole career. And suddenly it was like, something doesn't feel right here. I need to make a shift and need to make a change. Mm. And I made a declaration. I'm using a business example here, but it extends because most of my life, you know, is like, it was all about that. But I said, I am going to focus on going deep and narrow, only working with people I love, on businesses I love or can fall in love with. That was a public professional declaration.
Right. Right.
Instead of just saying yes all the time. And what it allowed me to do is really spend time looking inside the eyes and the souls of everyone I came in contact with. It made me considerably more present. That was a massive shift in consciousness, awareness, and suddenly I got a lot of comments about that. And maybe this is obvious to everyone, and it just took me a long time to get there.
Well, you know, I love that we're addressing this. at this time of year. I love that because it's, you know, it's, we don't have to drag in a bunch of fear and old ways of showing up and behaviors into the new year. We can make a conscious choice to do something different, right?
Yep.
But I think it all comes back down to that purpose. What is the purpose of this? What's your purpose for changing, for this shift? What's the purpose? And then I want to know the results probably when we get back from break. But give me a couple tips on your purpose.
So my purpose in this, and you're saying in terms of how I serve, I want to make sure I understand the question so I answer it.
I kind of like to know what the overall purpose of Mike Koenig is, right? Mm-hmm. So what is your purpose?
Right? What I think one of my unique abilities is when I meet someone and I talk to them and I listen to them, I can envision a bigger future for them really quickly. So I'm just good at organizing thoughts and not only knowing where someone should go,
right,
but how to get there really quick,
right,
quickly, and articulate that in a way that resonates with who they are.
Yes.
So my favorite creative or co-creative exercise that I love to do is say, let's compose a symphony of the next chapter of your life and business.
I love that.
I'm super inspired by that.
Yes.
And I notice it does too.
Yes.
And I'd say if I had a purpose that I deeply resonate with and a phrase that I can associate with that inspires me and gets me excited,
yes,
it's that. Let's compose a symphony.
That's really good. That's good. Okay. Well, listen, we're just about ready to go to break, so I think I'm going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Mike Koenig, and we're talking about, again, how to tap into your genius, your presence, be able to create a life that you really love, a life that really serves you and serves your community and serves your family. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything: Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster. Whatever it takes.
Well, we're doing whatever it takes today.
That's right.
That's right. I'm in studio here with Mike Koenig, and I want to let you know that I've hooked up with a sponsor. Her name is Ann Landstrom. Ann is a photographer, one of the best in the business. It's annphotography.com, and I have to tell you this. She makes me look good. She makes everybody I've sent to her look good. And, of course, now she's telling me she's getting so busy because of all the radio spots we've been doing on this show for her. So I'm not sure how long she's going to be able to take on new clients here. But if you want to get in, Ann promises you to give you images that'll bring out the best in you and your business. It's annphotography.com, and it's 760-610-6263. jewelryandphotography.com. All right. So our show today, we're talking about the courage to grow your love. And in studio with me is Mike Koenig. Mike, I want to ask you, we were going down a line here, but, you know, I want to go a little deeper with you. How do we become a realized human being?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. So this was, something that dawned on me again, very deeply, which most people ask you, how do I do this? How? They get in a how cycle. And I call it stepping in how pies. Now, that's funny if you're from the Midwest like me, because
right.
we walk cow in pies. Pastures.
Right,
yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I've had people say, I don't get it. And it's like, definitely grew up in the city. But so the evolution that we want to move towards to become a fully realized human being is to become a being, imagine being paid for who you are, not what you do or what you know. So if you're a human doing, that might be basically earning a wage for performing a task, okay? And then the next level up is by having a large body of knowledge, being able to coach, consult, or advise, for example, as a human knowing. I have a body of information. I'm able to apply that and give it to you. And then when you've elevated to, you know, it could be celebrity status, for example, you get paid for just people wanting to be around you. Right. And of course, rock stars or, you know, gurus, but also anyone who's top of their game, people are like, wow, just being around you, I feel better. And that is something you can practice and build towards.
I want to say this. You don't have to be a rock star or somebody famous to have that charisma where people want to be around you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so now, of course, you've got to go through the evolution normally of doing and knowing in order to get there. You know, it's not like, some people I think are born with this natural thing, the it.
Right.
The je ne sais quoi, so to speak.
Right, right.
But
and why is that? Why do some people have that and others don't?
Man, I've really paid a lot of attention to what that is. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just the way you carry yourself. It's your own self-worth.
Yeah.
And I call it I call the phenomenon your value gap. And that is when your own self-perception matches the outside world's perception of you. It's unified.
Right.
And it's a big concept that takes a while to get your head around, but it's being congruent.
It's being congruent.
Totally.
With I would say not with your head, but with your soul.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
It's your spirit.
It's heart, spirit, mind, soul, body.
Everything's congruent.
All of it. That is like some people, and I don't know how the heck that just got, that takes a high degree of self-awareness. Mm-hmm. And certainly a lot of, I think, soul cleansing, getting rid of old traumas. And
a lot of program beliefs.
Totally.
And from society or from your parents or from whatever, right?
Right, right. Yeah, it's where we cope.
Yeah.
It's coping. So if you find yourself adjusting your behavior and saying certain things because you're afraid of loss, you're afraid of love loss, or someone's not going to, that, you know, that's where that, and people feel that.
Right.
You know, that is a spiritual presence.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. Well, okay, that spiritual piece. You know, when I think of this thing that we're living in, right, I think that everything comes out of this thing called spirit, right?
Yep.
Individual souls that we are, right?
Right on.
You know, and so spirits over souls, souls over the mind, minds over emotion, emotions over our actions, actions over results. Results over our destiny. At some level, right, a lot of people are just trying to create their whole world out of their mind,
mm-hmm.
okay, and which I believe is very limited,
yeah.
And I think you get stopped.
Totally.
Because eventually you get stopped by either an accident, a tragedy, a wake-up call of some kind, so you can connect with something deeper than yourself. What was your wake-up call?
Well, I got two good tragedies for you. I'll do the. So you want cancer or divorce? Which one do you want to pick?
Let's go with cancer. Okay, a lot of people are dealing with that. A lot of people deal with divorce too. So, yeah. But like I like that because go ahead. Yeah. Let's do the cancer.
Man, there's certainly been a few and in between there's the near misses, right? And those will definitely leave an impression. But the cancer one was crazy because I had reached a point where I became so busy, so addicted to chaos and insanity, completely oblivious and unaware. And I was living a rock star lifestyle, constantly on the road, traveling, et cetera. And I started bleeding from the netherworld. You know, I was literally spotting. And I told my wife, and she says, "You got to get into the doctor now." And I missed my first colonoscopy. So things got worse. And finally, when I went in there, the doctor gave me the scope. He walked out and he says, "I don't need a biopsy to tell you what's going on." He says, "You get that thing cut out of you and you go see an oncologist or you'll be dead in 6 months. And or sooner."
That's what we call a wake-up call.
That's a wake-up call.
Yeah.
And I was terrified because here's what I was afraid of. If I told my employees, my customers that I had cancer, they'd abandon me.
Okay.
I got terrified.
Right.
And I'm like, what about my son, my wife? My son's young at that point.
Right.
And then of course you get into, how do I communicate this? How am I going to pay for, I got into that mode and just terrified.
Right.
And then the docs say, I'm going to own your behind for a year, literally. Right. And you're not going to be able to do much. And that's when, again, I just got more and more scared. It was the layers of fear. And I wasn't as afraid for my life as I was afraid for all the unknowns, the complications. And no one gives you a straight answer. You know, you're just into this thing and they'll be like, "You'll probably be okay. Everything's a percent. It's odds. You're playing the odds game. What can I do to increase the odds of my survival?"
Right.
So, and learning how to let go is a very powerful exercise. And watching your body decay before your eyes also is terrifying.
Right, right.
So
it's a wake-up call.
Totally.
And you know, what you did with your wake-up call is that you woke up and you took actions.
Totally.
And you probably learned a lot along the way.
Yeah.
Is what I'm guessing.
Totally did. I had to let go first of all. And literally you watch your body, it seems to age. You wake up in the morning in a pile of your own hair.
Yeah.
And you literally you look like you're 10 or 15 years younger. And I went through chemo and radiation therapy and massive surgery.
Right.
And then I started getting scared. I'm going to get hooked on opiates. Right. Because they give you pain pills.
Yeah.
And they're good, you know, they work.
They're good. They work.
Right.
That's why people get addicted to them.
Totally. So there's all these things gyrating around and somehow you got to pull yourself up and still stay in your A game.
Yeah.
And not let it get to you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
So.
Okay. So A game.
Yeah.
What is the A game?
All right. So the A game to me is being in and staying in a state of service. Which is, how do I serve? I think that's one of them. The next one is, I am now, I'm making being addicted to my body a number one priority.
How so? What does that mean?
What it means is I'm absolutely committed to working out every single day and looking my very best also, for my wife, for me. And enjoying that. And I never, you know, it was vanity to some degree. Now I see it as a way to give glory to my creator.
Wow.
To actually feel like I'm in his image or her image. I know, whatever, however you want to go down.
Whosever image.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, listen, I got to take a break.
But
when we come back, I want to talk about how you approach everyday living now with where you are and who you are.
Right on.
Okay. And how my audience can learn from this.
Good. I'll give you a little step by step.
Good. Okay.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners, the feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. I'm so happy that you're here with us. And for those of you that are just joining us, this is Voices of Courage, and you can find us at voicesofcourage.us for all of our replays. I'm in studio with Mike Koenig, and we're talking about how to bring a little more love and success in your life. So, Mike.
Yes, Ken.
Daily strategies that we can use to really have more of us in the world.
Right on. So,
ourselves is what I mean.
I'll tell you what my daily routine is, and it works like magic. And you literally will start the day feeling your very, very best. Get up. The very first thing I do is I make a fresh smoothie. Yep. So then I take some supplements. I've got a great supplement regimen. And that means if you haven't had your blood checked recently, get your blood checked. And if you're over 40, if you're a man or a woman, get your hormones checked. Mm. I cannot recommend that highly enough. If your hormones are off, your brain's off, you don't sleep well, you wake up either anxious, depressed, sad. And that definitely affected me at 52. I actually felt it this year. Wow. So from there, I'll go out. And even if it's a walk, I'll ask my wife, let's go out for a walk. So we schedule time together. Or what I've been doing lately is I go out, I run around the block. We live next to a park, and we also have a place on the ocean. So I'll run on the shores, nice, on the beach, and jump into the ocean, which is cold, but cold plunging melts away fat.
Right.
And I started doing monkey bar exercises. So I just go up to a monkey bar and do some pull-ups.
Wow.
But anything you can do just to get the blood moving, obviously. The other thing, best gadget I can highly recommend is a device called a Peloton. It's an exercise bike. Great value.
Oh, wow.
And they're not even paid advertisers, but it's an amazing device. You can basically do live bicycling.
That's really good. I'd like to kind of plus what you're saying because I also have a very amazing life, and it didn't come by accident.
Right.
It came by a lot of hard work and changing a lot of ways that I showed up and valuing myself in a different way. So when I wake up, I wake up with gratitude.
Yep.
After that, I always try to read something inspiring, mm-hmm, again, to get that mind going in the right direction. On. Have some water and lemon sometimes in the morning.
Right on.
Then for me, it's always a meditation. I'm always in a place where I want to go deep. And then, like Mike said, I love to exercise. I'm gonna make that part of my daily routine and has been for many, many years. And then the next thing for me is I always like to decide on what's the day going to look like.
Yep.
What is that going to be like? And I like what you said earlier, Mike. You know, about feeling how we want to feel.
Yep.
Right. Setting intention. This is how I'm going to feel today.
Yeah.
You know, we might go through a plethora of emotions, but predominantly, I'm going to feel good.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm always drinking lots of water and taking a lot of energy breaks,
mm-hmm,
taking time to connect with myself, with my soul. I meditate more again. If I'm not feeling a little off, I'm tuning in again. And then for me, the kicker, is I try to laugh a lot.
Yeah.
I try to just have fun, you know, no matter what. Put some fun in my life every day.
Good for you. Good for you. That's awesome. And along the lines of the planning, I noticed that I didn't ever say check my email or check my phone. Right. Put it off as long as possible because your day should be controlled by you.
Yes.
And your emotions should be controlled by you, not an outside force. I carry 3x5 index cards around with me with a Sharpie everywhere I go. I do everything in the analog now.
Wow.
So I avoid having technology in front of me. I have it here in this particular instance, but I avoid getting in front of a computer as long as possible.
Right.
And I've also found something that's made a huge difference. I started doing is I have a stand-up board with, you know, those big Post-it, 3M Post-it things with a big pen, and I stand and I draw and I write down what my intentions and outcomes and goals are. And also the relationships that are going to be most valuable in accomplishing that, because it's never a question of how, it's a question of who. Mm. If you've got a who in your life, how is never a problem.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And that gets you very relationship-centric. And again, if your tendency is to get into how mode and how, that's easily, you can then fall into this swirl and a cyclone. And it's also a very powerful way to get into procrastination mode.
Isn't that the truth? You know, I wrote a book at one point. It's called Ask and You Will Succeed.
Oh, yeah.
And there's 1,001 extraordinary questions to create life-changing results.
That's
and
good.
I will say this. There's not one how question in the whole book because, like you said, how sometimes has a tendency to spin our minds as opposed to saying, well, what are the 3 steps I can take?
Mm-hmm,
Our
mm-hmm.
mind will go, oh, here, I know those 3 steps.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, how will I get to this goal, right?
Right,
can be a challenge. And then we start to procrastinate, as you said.
Yep.
Mike, I want to know this. I've been wanting to ask you this question for a long time. Who in the heck are you? Like, you know, at your core, who is Mike Koenig? Who is this guy?
That's a good question. I think for a huge part of my life, I was a scared kid from a small town who didn't feel good enough. And I learned skills and hacks to feel better and be more important. And that's where I developed my character and my core, I think, is from fear and not feeling capable, strong, or good enough. And who I am right now is a guy who tries to love as much as I can and feel as much as possible and stay curious and interested. And I start from the core, you know, it's like inward and then move outward to my family and my friends. And I don't know if I answered your question or not.
Yeah, you did. You did. Yeah, that's, I'm not sure.
As vulnerable and as authentic as I can be with you.
That's very vulnerable. I really appreciate that. Mike, what are you most proud of?
Unquestionably, I have an amazing son who still loves me and us. He's never given us a hard time, which is a miracle at age 16.
Wow.
And, all the accomplishments and stuff like that. The truth of the matter is, this is the God honest truth. It doesn't matter what I've done, what I've earned. The question is, can I do it again? Can I restart? Can I recreate? Because yesterday is irrelevant. It's I'm always looking at for a way to enhance and grow all the time. So I think growth is one of my greatest values.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you had a message to the world, let's say you have 3 days to live, what would you want to tell people?
If I had 3 days to live?
Yeah. What would your message be?
I would say, I'm throwing a huge party in La Jolla, California, and you're invited. And let's live these next 3 days like it's the last 3 days of our life together.
I love that, man.
Yeah.
Okay, one last quick question. What do you think people can learn from you, Mike?
Well, I think the most valuable skill we ever learn is the ability to tell great stories and to speak. And I'm a huge, huge believer in writing books.
Yes.
And my last book was called Cancerpreneur. It was really how to survive and thrive a cancer diagnosis and treatment with your family and your business intact.
Wow.
I thought it was a necessary tool.
Uh-huh.
And and I wrote it, published it, promoted it, made it a bestseller in six days. It was a record.
Oh, that's
crazy. So I think everyone should write a dang book.
Okay.
And tell their story.
Well,
and
listen,
get their message out.
I want, in our next segment coming up, I want to talk to you about that.
Okay.
You have a book out, Publish and Profit. We're going to be talking about that.
Okay.
And we're going to go down that track. Okay. We'll
right
be
on.
Right back. All righty.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster. Whatever
it takes. Well, welcome back. Today, we're talking about how to bring a little more love in your life, tap into your genius, and become you. Just be you, right? Listen, I also want to mention that the show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group for purpose-driven and soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. I am loving this show, Mike. You're being very vulnerable and really giving us a lot of your heart. Let me ask you, Matt, how hard is it to stay in your heart when you know, you're such a mindful guy? You've created so much.
Yeah, well, it is definitely a habit that when I'm at home, yeah. I'm just in my heart. When I'm doing my movement, I'm in my heart. And interestingly, I've become, because I've spent a lot of time in front of camera, a lot of time doing recordings and stuff, the performer wants to come out. It's a safe place to be. And I told you between segments here, it's like, whoa, I've noticed that side. I'm like, I am really working hard, even though I don't want to make this effortful,
right,
to
right.
be here, be totally present for you.
Right.
And I'm not used to getting heart questions. I'm usually used to, you know, be a guru and give me the steps and step by step. How do you get here? How do you do that? How do I, where, you know, and you know, what tool, what strategy, what tactic?
Right.
And here we are. It's like, okay, it's time to be. And we're talking about being all the time, right? It's like, okay, all right, I can do this. I can do this with you. But it's like being versus doing, right?
Right.
I'm just trying to. Take my own medicine.
Just trying to be here and doing your medicine. And, you know, I always believe everything shows up just perfect in our lives.
It's a great reset. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, listen, I want to give you a little moment to get in your head because, mm-hmm. you know, listen, you've been a 13-time best-selling author. You've helped hundreds of people. Is it 13 or more? How many?
I've had 13 books, and then I've helped, now, over 1,800 people become best-selling
authors. Best-selling authors. 1,800 people. So listen.
It's a lot.
You and I have a philosophy. We both believe that everybody has a book in them.
Yes.
Everybody. Okay? So, because everybody has a story. And everybody has, books, I believe most books help bring out our wisdom. Books write us. We don't necessarily write books. I mean, they can write us, right? And we're going to change and grow and develop and do all kinds of things or get a book out. So let's talk about your latest book, Publish and Profit. How come you wrote it?
Well, there's a version of that was actually my first book I ever wrote.
Okay. This is one of the first ones.
That's version three.
Oh, yeah.
I've rewritten it a lot. Because it was a center point of a lot of the stuff I've done. And the reason I wrote it, the first book I wrote was actually a book on how to write books, and I wrote it for me.
Yes.
And it was while I had cancer. I wrote the book, published it, made it a bestseller in less than 30 days while I was literally in the hospital being treated.
Wow.
So I thought if I'm going to pass, I might as well pass with something. And that book just opened up a huge world for me. And the first thing that people asked is, can you show me how you did it?
Yeah.
That turned into a course. It turned into events, et cetera, et cetera. And that's how I've helped a lot of people. So the real reason was that was the first one. The second one is I wanted to force myself to do it. And from then, I just got inspired. And everything that someone would say, hey, Mike, can you show me how? Can you tell me how to do, get, be, or whatever? Be like, I'm just going to write a book.
Right.
It's good therapy.
Right.
But also, it's a great way to serve. And, from a business perspective, it's the best thing you can do to build and grow a business, too.
Yeah. So that book and all your books, for me, my books change me. When I'm writing those things, they help me change in different ways. How have your books helped you change?
Well, I think it forces an evolution, no question about it. It forces you to learn how to articulate and think through what you're doing, how you're thinking. It takes a lot of discipline to finish a book.
Right.
You really got to hit a deadline, and it also forces you in a positive way to really experience compassion and empathy for your audience and your reader.
Right.
So you become your audience and you live through their lens. And that's a powerful, beautiful exercise.
That's really powerful. So Mike, how do people get a hold of you?
Okay. Well, the first way, the easy way is to visit my website, which is my name. There's a shortcut, which is mrbz.com, or I'll spell it. It's mikekoenigs.com. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram, of course. And that's probably the best way. And then if you want a copy of that book, I can give you a link. It's just publishandprofit.com. You can get a copy of the book for free and see how I've been doing what I've been doing.
That's great. Well, everybody's got a book in them, and Mike is the guy that can teach you that. That's for darn sure. So listen, I want you to tell me something, Mike. What's something that most people don't know about you? his eyes just rolled. It's like, oh no, here we go again. I got to drop my heart again.
No, let's see. Here's something kind of funky. Not a lot of people know this. I play the didgeridoo, the Australian instrument. And years ago, I had a friend who had a record company, and I played on 6 albums, including an IMAX soundtrack. And it was kind of a weird thing.
That's cool.
I think the didge is like one of the most heart-centered instruments you can ever learn to play. And because you circular breathe, it's not a lot of people learn that skill. And it's really good to meditate. So, I think that's probably.
Oh my gosh!
Probably that's a unique one.
That's a great one. Wow! Well, thank you, Mike, so much for being here. What a great show we had today.
Thank you, Ken.
Appreciate it.
You did a great job too.
Appreciate it. And our intention was to be an 11. I think we're right there. So listen, all of you out there, my guests, my audience. You can find us at voicesofcourage.us. All the replays are there. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, is that Mike playing the didgeridoo?
There's
I think it could be. It could be. All right. Yeah, until next time, I hope you will live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.